Well, you know, this is the portion of the program where we send out birthday greetings, and we'll be doing that as we approach the top of the hour. But one birthday coming up in about a week is that of Pete Seeger, and in the spirit of Pete Seeger, with organization by the Thomas Merton Center and Pete Seeger's inspiration, there's an event called Sing Out for Pete, the second Sing Out for Pete event, which is a week from today at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh at 7:30. Lots of great people are going to be there. We'll give you lots of details in just a moment. But right now, it's our pleasure to have Gerard Rolfe with us, as well as Jenny Hildebrand. And they'll give you a little taste of some of what you are going to hear that night if you're in attendance as we get ready for Sing Out for Pete 2.
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the
around world,
see how millions shine. Just one light.
One light.
And I'm gonna let mine shine.
Oh, yes, I will.
Starts with just one light.
One light.
I'm gonna let it shine.
I'm gonna let my light shine.
Starts with just one light.
One light.
And I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Oh, let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
That is a great duo. Do you guys play together that often, Gerard and Jenny?
No, we don't. But we got together for this particular event. It's very important to both of us. We both came up through the 60s, and we were both influenced greatly by Pete Seeger and his many friends and many people he influenced.
You sound good together. You could form a group called In the Key of G, Jenny and Gerard, or the G Team.
I like that.
You're too sweet. This is the first time we've played together.
you sound absolutely great. And Pete, the 96th anniversary of his birth, I hate to even say would have been, because he still will be. But the anniversary of his birth, May 3rd, 96 years. And gosh, what a lifetime. Just inspired so many people who have seen him live. Dating back to the 40s, the 50s. I'm sure both of you have seen him live. Do you remember when, one of your live concert experiences seeing Pete?
I never saw Pete Seeger live.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's a tragedy.
That is a tragedy.
I saw him live at the Carnegie Music Hall in Pittsburgh. Oh, that would have been 1972. And what impressed me, aside from just him, period, was that he left the stage with his banjo, walked right up and down the aisles, and got everyone singing with him.
Wow.
It was magic.
Yeah, he just had that remarkable way of engaging an audience in song without no pre-training. It could just do that all extemporaneously. And get everybody singing. I saw him at Heartwood Acres in the 80s. Mm-hmm. He was there with Arlo Guthrie. And I saw him one other time. I think it was on Flagstaff Hill, but now it's starting to fade a little bit. I remember when I saw him at Heartwood Acres, I had a cassette recorder, and we tried to record the concert, from a blanket. you know, quite a few feet from the stage. That didn't work very well. We mostly heard everybody around us talking. But at that time, he did, "We're changing our name to Money," about U.S. Steel. "We are changing our name to Money."
Oh, yes, I remember. Uh-huh, I was a steel worker at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I believe Arlo, that was when there was an episode with President Carter where a rabbit had hopped into a boat that President Carter was like a rowboat, and I guess President Carter got a lot of flack. It's so funny how tame this sounds compared to today. In the pre-internet, pre 24/7 news cycle, I guess he pushed the bunny out of his boat, and the bunny went into the creek or the river Aww. That he was on, and I'm not sure if the bunny died or just struggled a little bit, but Arlo wrote the song. Do you know the song? It was like, "I don't want a funny bunny in my little woe boat, in my little woe boat in the pond, because the bunny might be crazy and he'd bite me in the throat in my little woe boat in the pond." Oh, and Pete played along with that. But, you know, the principled man who just devoted his whole life to issues of peace and justice and inspired a lot of people to carry on his tradition. And this concert's going to do the same thing. He didn't even call it a concert. It's a sing-along.
It's right. A concert and sing-along. And actually, it's the second one, because last year, Pete died in the winter of last year. And it was at that time with Ann Feeney and Mike Stout, myself and some others, we decided to hold a tribute to him called Sing Out for Pete. And we decided to do it at the Unitarian Church because the Unitarian Church in 1962 embraced Pete for a concert after he was banned from performing on Channel 13 children's program and at the YMHA after he had been convicted of contempt of Congress because he wouldn't name names and cooperate with the House on Un-American Activities Committee, which was trying to repress the human rights movement, civil rights movement in this country at the time. So we had it at the Unitarian Church, and to our amazement, maybe as many as 500 people showed up to pay tribute to Pete. We couldn't fit them all in the church. We had to turn them away. And everyone had such a good time and sang so enthusiastically that we said, well, let's do it again. We don't know how many people will show up, but we have a feeling those that come will be enthusiastic and love singing together as a community once more.
Oh, I know they will. And it's such an eclectic group of folks, too. Vanessa German will be there. Temu Jean, the storyteller there. Mike Stout, as mm-hmm. you just mentioned. The Newlanders are going to be on hand. Gerard will be playing with them. Steve Pellegrino, who is you know, just a raconteur, is what I like to call and he's always I was going to say plastered, but that's not right. Steve is a working
and
man.
He's going to be singing a song called Mr. Carnegie.
Mr. Carnegie, interesting.
I'm sure will be quite funny and poke fun at
okay, we
yes,
we lost.
Barry Shea.
Yeah, Barry. Yeah, it's Barry Shea and Steve. Steve works as a plasterer, which is why I said that. Tom Briding is going to be there. This is put together by the Thomas Merton Center. Kids are free. $5 is a donation to get in. And again, it's at the First Unitarian Church, Ellswood and Moorwood Avenues in the Shadyside area of Pittsburgh, May 2nd at 7:30. Gio, are you in good shape? Yes, we're going to. Would you like to have another number here? We wanted to make a quick mic change.
Sure. We thought we would do a Pete Seeger song. Pittsburgh Town is the Smoky Old Town.
Ah, good one.
It's one of my favorites, and we do it in the Newlanders usually, but this is a perfect venue for it. Pittsburgh Town is a smoky old town.
Pittsburgh Town is a smoky old town.
Pittsburgh Town is a smoky old town now.
Pittsburgh Town, Pittsburgh Town.
Pittsburgh Town is a smoky old town. Solid dive from a keyboard down.
Pittsburgh, Lord God, Pittsburgh.
smoky old town.
What did Jones and Lachlan steal now, Pittsburgh? What did Jones and Lachlan steal up and down the river just as far as you can see now, Pittsburgh? Lord God, Pittsburgh. From the Allegheny to the Ohio in Pittsburgh.
That smoky old town.
Allegheny to the Ohio in Pittsburgh. Allegheny to the Ohio. They're joining up in the CIO in Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh.
Stole a lot.
All I do is cough and choke in Pittsburgh.
Smoky old town.
All I do is cough and choke in Pittsburgh. All I do is cough and choke from the island filings and the sulfur smoke in Pittsburgh. Lord God, Pittsburgh. Finish now. Pittsburgh town is smoky old town now. Pittsburgh
smoky old town.
Pittsburgh town is a smoky old town now. Pittsburgh. A Pittsburgh town is a smoky old town now. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh town is a smoky old town now. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Town, words by Woody Guthrie, and Pete Seeger sang that song a lot. And it's funny, Jones and Lachlan, what did you do at J&L?
Well, if
you mind my asking.
I don't mind at all.
I think Jenny's always been free to share her thoughts.
Right. I was hired there, and I worked at what was called the Miami Beach of Jones and Lachlan. It was called the Cold Finishing Mill. That just meant it was the least dirty and the swing in temperature was the least. I won't go into the details there, but when I was laid off from that part of the mill in the winter, I would work at the coke ovens. And the coke ovens was the hardest place, well, except for the blast furnace, I guess. And
I used to face
Gio, can you check her mic? I'm sorry, your mic just cut out.
Oh,
you're back. Okay.
Okay. And I used to quench the coke as it came out of the ovens with a water hose. So I would face the ovens as the coke came out, bright red, quench it, and my back would face the Monongahela River. And it was like standing on the center of the moon. The front half of you facing the sun was boiling, and the back half was freezing cold. And that's the way we spent 8 hours.
You know, I once narrated a video for Clairton Coke Works. And now this was much later, you know, but it was in the early 90s, and they showed coke being quenched and then going into the Larry car to which was always my favorite part of any steel mill was the Larry car, but would go in to this car called the Larry car. And the narration of that scene as the coke was quenched was, "That smoke, you see, is not smoke. It's pure steam." And you know,
there's nothing pure in the emissions from a coke oven.
Yeah, I mean, Clairton actually, as far as coke ovens are concerned, Clairton's invested a lot more than others. But I don't know. I kind of smirked as I heard that. But that's a tough job working on top of the ovens. And which were you in Aliquippa or?
No, I was here in Hazelwood.
Okay, wow. And gosh, you see Hazelwood changing to just in the next couple of years in particular, Hazelwood's going to be really, you know, undergoing quite a lot of change with great hopes for equity and, you know, a lot of room for people at the table there.
Now, something that I noticed when the Newlanders were in Germany is that the German state actually reveres the industries that they had. They no longer have them the way it's similar to us. You know, a lot of the work has moved to other places, but they have salvaged some of these industrial sites, coal mines, hammer mills, rolling mills, and they have turned them into museums.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just making my little pitch on my soapbox that that's really what we should do here. Because our kids are growing up and all they know is that this happened. They can't go and see how it happened. We saved, what, 5 or 7 smokestacks at the waterfront down in Homestead, and we thought that was fabulous. Mm-hmm. But there's whole industrial sites that are just now brown fields that we're going to tear down and clean up. We could save a few of them and turn them into museums.
Yeah, and you know, one group, and I'll just mention this because somebody likely will call, the Rivers of Steel National Heritage Area is one group that's working very hard to do that. They have a festival where, you know, on May 17th, and this organization is working very hard to make sure that furnaces are available to tour and that we understand where things came from. And, you know, I always, none of us are that old. You know, you kind of freeze yourself in time. And I can remember as a little boy, and people look at me with astonishment when I say, you know, you used to drive through the Squirrel Hill tunnels towards Pittsburgh and off to the left, you saw where Jenny Hildebrand worked. You saw this big, smoking, belching, integrated steel mill run by Jones and Laughlin with its huge flares and flames coming out of it and smoke coming out of it. And it's amazing to think that wasn't that long ago. It was only... 30 years ago, maybe a little bit more. We're talking about Sing Out for Pete, too. Oh, my goodness. We have time for one more song. And then birthdays, I'm running. I didn't realize. Don't worry about the time. That's my issue to deal with. But it's they're going to play in the key of G. How appropriate. Because it's Jenny Hildebrand and Gerard Rolfe. The concert, again, is May 2nd, 7:30, First Unitarian Church. Sing Out for Pete, too.
Just wanted to say one final thing. We were so happy when Larry invited us on the show because we're particularly hoping a lot of children and their parents or grandparents are going to come out. The first song that Gerard and I sang, this is a little light of mine, is going to be sung by the Raging Grannies at the end of the first half of the show. And every child there is going to get a little battery-operated light, little candle to be part of that song. And Timogen, the storyteller, is coming. He's going to be in the first half. So we're really hoping that... children come, go get your parents and drag them over there. Kids are free. Parents, good idea to reserve a seat, but if not, just show up. There's going to be room for everyone and a good time for everyone of all ages.
If I had a hammer, ooh, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out a day. Sisters, over this land. Ooh. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hang out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters.
Sing it in the morning.
I'd sing it in
that evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
Now I have a hammer.
Now I have a
me a bell.
And I've got a song to sing
all over this land. I'm
the hammer of justice.
It's a hammer of warning.
Oh, it's a hammer of
love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
It's the hammer of justice.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's a hammer of freedom.
It's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters
excusing my cold.
Oh, Jenny.
Come on out and sing with us.
And it's a sing-along, which, since I didn't know the words that we were singing, you can come and you can just sing. Don't worry about knowing the songs, because we'll make sure to help you.
You sounded great. Jenny Hildebrand and Gerard Rolfe, thanks for joining us. Look for them May 2nd.
Thanks.
Coming up, Sing Out for Pete 2 at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh in Shadyside.
Pittsburgh?